News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of children awaiting assessments of need for disability or autism services for 6 months or longer will grow from 15,000, which it currently is, to 25,000 by the end of the year. That is what the HSE has told Labour TD Alan Kelly. Alan Kelly joins us now. Alan, your reaction to this revelation from the HSE?
Well, excuse me, I've known about this for some time. Anecdotally, you'd know through your clinics, my clinics, the main issue actually is housing and autism. It's, you know, this issue is affecting so many different families, my own included. So I know what I'm talking about. Cara and Mark have, you know, I've known them for a number of years.
Just to explain to the listener, this is Carmen Darbity, the disability rights activist, who is having a 50-hour protest outside Leinster House, Alan.
Yeah, and isn't it absolutely scandalous that a 14-year-old girl is having to do this? I mean, thousands of people are going to see what she's doing over the next 50 hours. And she's doing this for the children of Ireland. Her father, Mark, they've been campaigning so hard for, you know, Neil and John, who are 12 and 8, her brothers. They know the system. They know it inside out. They know how bad it is. You know, I've been in touch with them for years. We in the Labour Party have raised, this is the topic we've raised most in our private members' time, and we continue to do this, and we'll be talking about it today. But 10 o'clock this morning, Cara Darmody is going to start to sleep out for 50 hours because of the fact that the government is breaking its own law, a law that members of this government actually brought in. And, you know, the fact that it's going to go from that figure that you've quoted up to over 25,000, and it's going to get worse. And we have a national crisis here. We have a national crisis where the children of Ireland are being let down. You have to have an assessment of need within 6 months. That's the law. It's not happening. And, you know, something that's also lost, and I want to say this to your listeners, because this is continuously being missed, is that even if you get your assessment of needs, it's equally as bad before you get your service statement. A service statement, for those listening, is a statement of what the child requires following the assessment of needs. So if it takes 2 years, 3 years to get your assessment of needs, and you can imagine the lack of early intervention you're after missing out on for your child, then to get the statement of what is required equally takes another up to 2 to 3 years.
How do we improve the situation? Because, look, it is challenging. There's no point in suggesting it isn't. There's a huge increase in the number of people looking for these services. We know it's very difficult at the moment to recruit the necessary staff. So what should the government be doing?
Well, for starters, obviously, recruitment is a huge issue. And everything needs to be done. And the process by which people are recruited is too cumbersome. I've actually had to deal with some people who went through this. It's ridiculous the length of time. We also need to look in other jurisdictions as regards how we can get people. That hasn't been at the level required, I believe. We need to declare this as a national emergency, because it is a national emergency, because the long-term impacts here for these children are huge. So all of in reality, the whole wraparound services, the whole treatment, the assessment of need process, the statement of service, all of this needs to be pulled out and treated as a national emergency. Because if we don't do that, we are not going to get to the stage.
Will declaring it a national emergency change anything? I remember Mary Harney declaring the A&E wards, the emergency departments, a national emergency there. It didn't really change anything.
Oh, I remember that well too, and it didn't, you're right. But what else can we do? We need to recruit more people to do this. We need to ensure, I mean, commitments were given by previous ministers in relation to if the timelines weren't met, that then the children will be sent to private practice, and private practice will be paid for by the state. So all of these, all avenues in relation to ensuring that the six-month timeline is met needs to be done. I don't believe that that's happening. I don't believe it's happening to the level required. There needs to be a massive plan put in place in relation to recruitment. And then, obviously, post-assessment needs, the statement of service, you know, so you know what's required. You know what OT is required, what speech and language, you know what interventions are needed. We don't have enough. I met somebody during the last general election, a young person, who actually said that they looked at work for the HSC and said that if they didn't get employed soon, they were going to Australia. Like, they went to Australia. Like, this is not, we have people coming out who want to work in this service. We have people coming out who aren't working in the service for whatever reason. Some personal choice, I accept that. But others, the process by which they're getting employed simply, you know, isn't up to the level required. And we need to look outside the state, and we need to do all of this. And we as a public, I would ask everyone listening to really, you know, focus in on, as a country, that this is a national emergency, and we need all of these children. Imagine 25,000 children who are going to actually suffer because the state is not doing legally what it is required to do.
Alan Kelly, Labour TD, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.